That was after I was older. He took up with Paul Junior. Paul Junior could do anything with him, but he'd chew on everybody else who got around him. So yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Paul Junior, just a little tight kid out there on the farm. You could do anything with that man coyote, and he wouldn't bother at all. But some of the rest of us get around, and he just he's ready to chew on somebody. So we had to get rid of him.
Did you catch him in a den or?
Yeah. Killed the mother coyote and then found her dead, see.
Uh-huh.
Found Eo.
Huh. And did you just give him the run of the farm or keep him tied?
No, oh, he had to keep him tied up. I don't think he had to stay around. We had one of the pets we had out there on the farm was we had a baby lamb that we'd sheep that we'd raised on the bottle, see. And it just stayed around the yard all the time, you see. But it got to where he just got a lot of kick out of, you know, if he was going one direction and he was behind, he'd come up. Oh. He didn't like that very much, right? We got rid of the lamb.
He was coming around in a hurry, huh?
Yeah. But they had to come out there one time, and we had a hay barn down by it, and it had boards lengthways to keep the hay from coming out. I looked down there, sheep was looking up at him, dad was holding that thing. Get ready to go up that thing.
Did he have his horns?
No, he didn't have any horns. He couldn't hurt you much.
He just
give you a good hard bust, but he had a hard hit.
Do you have any special word for a pet sheep? Is that any special kind of sheep?
We just called it the sheep. The sheep.
And you mentioned your dogs. Were they purebreds? Or?
Oh, no, just dogs.
Huh? What would you call a dog that isn't a purebred? Just a plain old everyday dog?
Plain dog. I had one of them was a bulldog. I had a bulldog out there, and then I had a little old shepherd. And I used to have a lot of fun with that bulldog. He wasn't afraid of nothing. And the shepherd, he was scared of everything. But as long as the bulldog was long, he was really brave. Going out to the field one day, big old snake, about as long as about 4 feet, I imagine about 4 feet long. And this little shepherd dog, he was just raising cantaloupes, see. And about that time, when the bulldog come along, and he just got a hold of the snake and give her a shake, you know, and sewed it up in the air about 4 or 5 feet. And he'd come down and wrapped right around that little shepherd dog. Have you ever heard a shepherd dog let out for a little while? He got rid of that.
Oh! The snake biting?
No, the bulldog had it dead.
Uh-huh.
See,
he just wrapped.
Popped its head open was what had to be. But I got more fun on that. So I got more fun on that bulldog one day. He was a healer. And you could send him up after the horses or cattle or anything, you know. And he wasn't a header. He'd always get around their heels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we was up there driving in some mules. One of these mules was kind of loafing along. And he went up, you know, took a nibble at that mule's hind heels. But he didn't duck quick enough. That mule took him right square in the head, see.
Oh my goodness.
And have you ever seen a bulldog as bad? I'll bet you he never missed a clip on that mule's heels, but he got him clear to the bar.
He came right back on.
Oh, he took him down the street.
Oh,
already bad. He was just a little sleepy that day, and he didn't duck.